You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Presented by Raytheon Technologies, our nearly 200,000 engineers, researchers, and people with purpose are building the future today. We're pushing the limits of known science to go deeper into space, advance aviation, and build smarter defense systems that protect all of us here at home. That's the future of aerospace and defense. Learn more at rtx.com.
The most interesting thing in tech? I'm going to take author's privilege and talk about a story that I wrote that ideally will give you a little bit of pre-election counter-programming. It's the story of a man who walks down on the Appalachian Trail from New York to Florida. He tells people he's a computer coder, but he doesn't bring a cell phone, doesn't bring an ID, never tells anyone his real name. He goes by the moniker Mostly Harmless. And he's a friendly guy. Lots of people meet him on the trail and remember him, like him. There are videos of him, photographs of him. But in the summer of 2018, he dies. He becomes extremely skinny, 5'8", 83 pounds. And he's found dead in a tent in Florida in the humidity and the heat. It's not clear what happens. There's no cause of death. There's certainly no crime. But what happens after he's found is very interesting. The sheriffs post his picture online. People recognize him from the trail. Reddit threads pop up trying to identify who he was. There's a very active Facebook group. Lots of people try to figure out who was this guy who went by Mostly Harmless. They spend years, 2 years working on it, and no one can figure out his name. No one knows who this man is, which should not happen in the age of the internet. It took 1 week for people to identify Chris McCandless in a somewhat similar situation in Into the Wild. Right now, researchers are using a technique called genealogical DNA tracing. With regular DNA tracing, you take a sample of DNA from someone and you compare it to a database. But you're looking for an exact match. Is this person's DNA in the database? With genealogical DNA, it's different. You're looking for patterns and similarities. You're not going to find exactly who it is, but you might find a third cousin and a second cousin and a fifth cousin, and maybe you can put together a family tree. A technique has been used by crime solvers to find the Golden State Killer and other cases, and it's now being used for Mostly Harmless. But it's such a strange mystery. I can understand wanting to go into the woods. I can understand wanting to disappear and start over. Can't understand completely cutting off my life. And I can't understand not calling for help or reaching out when things started to go wrong. My hope is that the genealogical DNA firm, Othram, will be able to figure out who he is, or someone who reads the story in Wired will recognize him. And then we can figure out his name. People will get closure on the case. Someone who's searching for him, someone who hasn't found these Facebook groups but who know who he is, who misses him, we'll have closure too. But it's a very strange mystery. It pulled me in. It's the case of Mostly Harmless, and it's the most interesting thing in tech. All right, see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.